Now I'm going to kick things over to the host of Garden Talk, Mr. Mark Weber. Good morning.
Good morning, good sir. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Mother's Day weekend. It is May 13th of 2017. And the time to buy mom something special is now. But are you going to buy mom a great gift or a good gift? Or are we going to buy mom a gift? Well, let's just say may not make it. We'll get great gift plant giving ideas here over the next 3 hours, plus your gardening questions answered at 457-1290 as we begin the first hour of what will be 3 great hours of radio here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And a good Saturday morning to each and every one of you, and welcome to the first hour of what will be 3 great hours of radio right here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. And if you'd like to be part of this morning's broadcast, I would love to speak with each and every one of you at 457-1290. That will put you into the Master Control Studios, where Colton is at the helm this morning, and he will be part of this morning's broadcast as well. And we would love to hear your voices at 457-1290. And of course, Becca is here to keep us on board and on the right path. Right? Right, Becca?
Yes.
All right. Have you bought your mother something nice for Mother's Day yet?
Well, I had to mail her a gift, but I did. I mailed her a card and a nice gift card.
Oh, you sent her a gift card. You didn't give her flowers or anything?
Well, no, because I would if I was there, but...
Okay.
And I guess I could have called a flower shop there, but...
Okay.
My bad. I'll give some to my mother-in-law that's here, though.
Okay, so if you're going to buy mom gifts for Mother's Day, are we going to pick gifts that will last, or are we picking gifts that just will wither and die?
I mean, flowers are beautiful even though they wither and die.
Yeah, but do all flowers wither and die shortly? In other words, can we pick and choose things that live on, that last?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I know there's plants out there, and I'm not sure what they are, but I'm sure you
Well,
can.
We're here to talk about that today.
Awesome.
So, folks, if you've got a gardening question, or maybe you need some gift-giving ideas for mom, we are going to have the phone lines opened up today at 457-1290. Now, Becca, one other question before I get into all the other stuff. Do you like to eat celery?
I do.
Interesting. Okay. Today's in the garden kitchen is going to be celery.
Okay.
And it's an interesting vegetable because prior to the 1800s, it was actually grown only to be eaten in the wintertime.
Interesting. I wonder why that is.
We'll talk about that.
Okay.
It's a very interesting, story that celery actually is a winter, was designed to be grown and eaten in the wintertime. It was never designed and eaten to be eaten year round. So we're going to talk about the kind of the origins of celery today, which is kind of a, I guess, a celery topic. But beyond that, it's an interesting thing we'll be talking about a little bit later today. Plus, I will have to tell you, Becca, that we have a very tough What Plant I Am today.
Oh, no. I feel like they're all tough.
This is one that even includes poisonous honey.
Oh, I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Yes, there are plants that actually, when bees collect their nectar, can actually produce poisonous honey. In fact, this particular plant is notorious for making mad honey.
Oh, my goodness.
Mad honey. Not made honey. Mad. M-A-D honey. Like Mad Magazine? Mad honey? Yeah. It actually can make mad honey. So we've got a lot to do today. I hear the phone's already going click, click, click. Now, it's important also for everybody today that realize that there's only one of me, okay? It is Mother's Day weekend. It's the big planting weekend of the year, and we tend to get a lot of calls this time of year at 457-1290. So call early. Okay, call early and realize that Mark is only can only do so much. We only have 3 hours today, so please, if you call, you will have to most likely be very patient because we will get to you the best we can. So just laying the ground rules out. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the first hour of Garden Talk, and we're so glad that you're with us today. A little bit about today's show that is important to realize is this is a show all about helping you with your yard, garden, and landscape. And we've been doing it for 26 years, and you can simply be part of this morning's broadcast by dialing 457-1290. That's 457-1290, where it will call into the studios here in Dayton, Ohio, where Becca is at the helm, and also Colton. Got two producers that will be more than happy to help you along the way to make sure that you get your questions answered, and I will do my utmost to do so. A little bit about my background. I have been working in the greens industry for well over 40 years. I hold two individual degrees in horticulture from a place called Ohio State University. I am the president and co-founder of a company called Mark Weber's Landscaping, and if you would like to learn more about my firm, you can go to weberlandscaping.com, and along with that as well, I am designated by the International Society of Arboriculture, and arboriculture, by the way, is the study of trees, as a board-certified master arborist. Less than 2% of all the certified arborists in the world hold the designation of BCMA, and I'm quite proud of that. I'm also a track qualified arborist, which means that I am a certified tree risk assessor. I am a qualified arborist in the United Kingdom. And I'm also a certified tree expert designated by the Board of Tree Experts in New Jersey. I do a lot of work with folks figuring out why plants do what they do and how they affect people. And so when you call 457-1290, you are going to get information that's based on the best practices of science and also the best practices of arboriculture and a number of other sciences. So I invite you to call. We're here to help you along the way. We also do some cool stuff today. At 6:30 this morning, we're going to go in the garden. We're going to talk about why some spruce trees are doing what they're doing, and it relates to the use of herbicides. It's a problem that's growing, and we're going to talk a little bit about how not to poison your plants, so to speak. Also today in the garden kitchen, we're going to spend a little time talking about a very interesting vegetable, celery. It's more than just dipping and eating and putting in stews. It's a really interesting group of plants and has a multitude of unique uses. We're also going to be at the top of the hour talking to Rich Pearson, who's a local horticulturist and certified arborist. We're going to be talking about proper planting of trees and shrubs and how you should choose the site, but also how to prepare the hole and plant the plant. Also coming up today at 7:30, Randy Tischer from Green Velvet Sod Farms will be checking in the turf grass world. And we're going to talk about a lot of turf diseases that have begun to rear their ugly head. And if you care for your lawn, this is definitely the segment that you should be tuning into, because we hit on some pretty important topics, and today's topic is a big one. There's frankly a big snowstorm, so to speak, coming our way in the world of turf grass related to diseases, and we'll talk about that in great specificity. And of course, at the bottom of the 8:30 hour, we're going to be talking to John Scott from Knollwood with some really cool annuals, and many of which could be given to mom for Mother's Day, and so much more. Plus, you can listen live here on the radio, on the radio station, if you are over the iHeartRadio network, or you can also do the download app. You can also join me live at gardentalkblog.com, which is where all the show prep and all the stuff that's stored for this show is kept. And when we come back, we are going to talk to Terry and Kettering. We're going to go to Butler Township and talk to Marie. There's an open line for you. Plus, we will launch most likely the What Plant I Am with your opportunity to win a $25 gift card from Knollwood on the only station worldwide that gives you world-class gardening advice, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
the Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hi, this is Larry Hansgood with Richard Herbst of Keller Williams Hometown Realty. And another year, Richard, in which the local real estate market is really healthy. So I imagine a lot of folks might be thinking, real estate could be a pretty good career. What would you say to them?
Well, real estate's been very rewarding for me, and I love the process of building relationships with my clients, because this is a relationship business where people are putting their trust in us to do a great job, and we've made a career of doing that.
And when you're selling more than 100 homes a year, obviously your team is a winning team.
Exactly, and I'm looking for more motivated real estate agents right now. So if you're looking to build your career in real estate, or you're looking to take your career to the next level, there's no better place to start than on our team.
And if folks want to get in touch with you, either to join your team or have your team sell their home, what should they do?
Call me at 937-477-1411.
I can spot a winner when I see one. Richard Herbst of Keller Williams Hometown Realty. The number again?
477-1411.
Since 1990, the Centerville area has trusted their vehicles to Dare Automotive. 21 Marco Lane, just off Route 48. Complete automotive service for foreign and domestic. ASC certified. Get your vehicle ready for spring and summer driving. Yes, it's coming. With a thorough vehicle evaluation, including brake service. Open 8 to 5:30 Monday through Thursday, 8 till 5 Friday. Dare Automotive. Get to Dairy Queen in Centerville now for their great selection of Mother's Day DQ cakes. Order 2 days ahead. 434-3240 or at dqcakes.com. Centerville DQ. Enjoy their best selection of blizzards and their $5 lunch all day. Come see what's new at Centerville DQ at 9110 Dayton Lebanon Pike. Shop Bellbrook Chocolates, Zigzag Galleries, and Play It Again Sports and Crosspoint Center. Dine at China Dynasty, Dairy Queen, and Simply Gluten Free on the south side of Centerville. And get your car repaired at Dare Automotive. Visit these businesses soon.
David Cemetery has been serving the families of the Miami Valley since 1826. In 2011, we built our first outdoor columbarium, and in 2015 completed our second. You may be asking, what is a columbarium? A columbarium is a chamber or wall in which urns containing cremations are stored. For more information, call 937-434-2255 or go to davidcemetery.com. David Cemetery, generations of care.
Have you been thinking about retiring? It could be the most important decision of your life. Tune in to Russell Total Wealth Radio Saturdays at 1 p.m. and now on Sundays at 11 a.m. right here on WHIO for answers to your questions about how to maximize your money during retirement. Plus, learn strategies about minimizing your taxes. Get the facts and learn about all of your options. Tune in Saturdays at 1 p.m. and now Sundays at 11 a.m. on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO, part of our Ask the Expert weekends.
This Mother's Day, the Elizabeth Diamond Company is taking gift-giving to the next level. Three great gifts, one low price. Only $99 gets up to $100 of Alex Nani jewelry from EDC, a dozen enchanting roses from the Flower Man, and a mouth-watering dinner for her at El Maison. Treat the mothers in your life to a day they will always remember. The Elizabeth Diamond Company in Centerville and Troy. It's true, if you haven't shopped EDC, you're not done shopping yet. While supplies last, see store for details.
Hot Spring Spa presents the most unusual trades in baseball history. 1890, Hall of Famer Cy Young was traded for $300 in a new suit. Of course, $300 in 1890 could have bought you a Lamborghini if they existed. 1920, in an effort to fund a musical, the Boston Red Sox traded Babe Ruth to the New York Yankees. And in 1973, Yankees pitcher Fritz Peterson and Mike Ketchik announced they had traded wives and kids and pets. Now, Hot Spring Spa won't make any crazy trades like that, but if you're ready to trade in your Hot Spring Spa for a new one, come in today and watch us do our thing. In no time at all, your old hot tub will be on its way out, and you'll be enjoying your new Hot Spring Spa with all the bells and whistles that only 2017 Hot Spring Spa can offer. But hurry, trade deadline's just a few weeks away, and you don't want to make a bad trade like Tony Perez in 1976. As a Reds fan, that one still hurts.
Hot Spring Spa, 6100 Wilmington Pike, or visit hotspring-dayton.com. Hot Spring Spas, every day made better.
thinking about adding a flagpole to your home or business? Creative Banners Flags and Poles has the answer. Serving the Dayton area for 39 years, we specialize in new flagpole sales and installations. Have an existing flagpole you need repaired or relocated? We handle that too, with flagpole maintenance by our own experienced professionals. Take our virtual tour at creativeflags.com to see our full line of products and services. Call us at 461-FLAG or visit our Kettering showroom at 1006 East Dorothy Lane. Creative Banners Flags and Poles, your full-service flag store.
Hundreds of reporters working around the clock to bring you the latest news from the Miami Valley. You can depend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good morning, everybody. It is 6:21 minutes after 6 o'clock here in good old Dayton, Ohio. Let's check out the updated weather forecast from News Center 7.
Patchy fog, a possibility early this morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies for us today. We'll see high temperatures in the low 70s. For tonight, partly cloudy, low down to 53. And for your Mother's Day Sunday, partly cloudy, warmer and breezy, slight chance for an afternoon shower, high 77. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
I will tell you one thing, ladies and gentlemen, it does not get any better than this. We've got a beautiful sunrise up over the eastern horizon. We've got 46 delightful degrees on the station that you depend on for weather, traffic, and news, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio. Now, back to Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And the opinions expressed here in Garden Talk are purely based on the facts of science and best practices for your yard, garden, and landscaping. And let's do this. Before we go to the what plant I am and really get everybody. By the way, I have to tell Colton, you have to enjoy this. I went to this guy's house about a week or so ago, and he had some trouble with his ash trees. And we're looking at his trees, and he puts his hands on his hips, and he says, you know what? This is what plant I think drives me nuts. And I go, why does it drive you nuts? He goes, because I can't figure it out. He says, your clues are so complicated, I can't even figure it out with a Google search.
So he's got Google up and ready, helping him out.
He says, I sit by my computer at 6 a.m. with my Google browser up, ready to start typing in questions as you give the keywords. And he says, you know what? I haven't got it right once.
See, I think you should feel good about that. I mean, isn't that the goal, though, to make them to where the human mind knows what it is, but Google doesn't?
The whole goal of What Plant I Am is to broaden the listener's palate and knowledge of plants. If anybody doesn't know anything yet about this show, if they've listened to it any period of time, it's about the education here. I love to educate. You know, I'm not here to do more than anything else. Is I've gotten up for 26 years in the morning.
Well, entertained.
Yes, entertaining to a point, but I'm a geek. I'm a nerd, okay? I suffer from plant attention deficit disorder, so please bear with me as I, you know, rant on some of these topics. But the thing is we're all about education here, and that's the key. We're not here to insult anybody, but we're here to help folks along the way. Let's go talk to Terry and Kettering. And Terry and Kettering, good morning.
Well, brother, how you doing today?
I'm fine, sir. How can I help you?
Well, first off, celery is a very underrated thing.
Is that right?
Love them raw, love them steamed, love them in my stir fry.
Mm-hmm.
Just start there. You've helped me out with my wildflower garden.
Okay.
And I can't believe I had to cover everything in plastic this past week. But we were talking last week about the compost pile I'm starting.
Yeah.
And one thing that stuck in my mind, you said something about a wood pallet.
Yeah, what I was referring to is what a practical way and an inexpensive way to create a compost piles to use wood pallets, and this is why. Because wood pallets are typically 4x4, 4 feet long and 4 feet wide, or
sure,
somewhere around there. They have air slots on them, and they're double-sided, which they give you support. They're made out of typically oak. And they're pretty strong. So, you know, we're always trying to get rid of stuff all the time in this country. Why not use a couple wood pallets? You could do all you need was four of them, and then you could drive in two steel posts on each side and wire tie the outside rungs of the pallet to those steel posts, and you've created a compost bin without spending a whole lot of money. And they're easy, and all you would do to remove or you could put the post to the inside on the side that you want to open or close, and you could open and close the door, so to speak, on that side of the compost bin. And it allows you to add the materials, allows you to get air into the compost pile so it can work. And to me, it's a practical way to compost.
You just answered my next question, because the way pallets are constructed, we want airflow to go through to help generate that composting, correct?
Right. And pallets have those runners that are spaced for the support of the pallet to pick up the goods that are attached to the pallet. So you got the air spaces already there. That's all.
I don't roll with wood pallets in my garage. I control, you know, grocery stores and see if I can find some, but would it still work without the pallets, the compost pile?
Yeah, you just have to be able to elevate it and get air to it. I mean, the magical number for accelerated decomposition of organic matter is 4x4x4, and you can get it to rapidly disintegrate that way. If your pile gets too big or too wide and the air can't get into the center of that pile, then you're going to go from anaerobic decomposition to aerobic decomposition to anaerobic decomposition, meaning
basically it's going to rot in the middle.
It's not going to rot at the same degree. It's going to be a different type of decomposition, meaning you can have decomposition with oxygen or without oxygen. That's why we got aerobic and anaerobic. And means
gotcha.
Means not, you know, not allowing. Sorry, this is early in the morning to be talking about anaerobic and aerobic decomposition.
I'm just waiting for the sun to come up fully so I can get out and do my weeding, and that's my project today, is get the chicken water up.
But the other key to composting is, and it's a very useful key, is to add elemental nitrogen, meaning if you can add a few pounds of like 4600 into that compost as you're mixing it all up and adding that debris into the compost pile, the nitrogen is what really the microorganisms feed off of when they go to break down the old plant parts. So kind of think of microorganisms. Remember that game, it's still around, I think, called Pac-Man or Pac-Woman or whatever it's called, where the little yellow things, they eat the little balls.
They eat the little circles going around.
And microorganisms are kind of like that. Now, they're on a very small scale, but what microorganisms do is they break down the cellular structure of that organic matter. So remember how, you know, most plants, woody plants and also succulent plants, are made up of cellular. Cellulose, and they're made up of lignin and hemicellulose, and those materials kind of look like, if you would blow them up in a microscopic sense, they're going to look kind of like a jigsaw puzzle. Okay, some of them are a little more organized than other words, but the cell walls that are in there are lignin, and that's what we really have to break down, and that's what the microorganisms go after. Sir, great call. I must run because of the constraints of time, and go buy your mom something nice for Mother's Day. Take care, Terry. Folks, that'll wrap it up for the first half hour of Garden Talk. Stay tuned. Do not let your gardening hearts go to trouble. We've got 2.5 hours more of Garden Talk ahead on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 6:30. I'm Jonah Adi with a WHIO News update. Our top story, the response to a tragedy in Central Ohio.
Sunshine and warmer temperatures returning to the Miami Valley. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now, WHIO Triple Team traffic, currently not seeing any accidents to report or slowdowns on those major freeways at this time. Driving conditions looking good.
in our top story. A tragic tragedy from Licking County. A shooter, a police chief are among the four killed in Kirkersville, Ohio yesterday. 43-year-old Thomas Hartless has been identified as the shooter.
Investigators found two nursing home workers and the shooter dead inside that facility. We found out those victims were Marlena Medrano and Cindy Krantz. Medrano had a relationship with Hartless.
News Center 7's James Brown says an active protection order was just filed against Hartless last week. The police chief killed in this shooting is 36-year-old Stephen Desario, who tragically leaves behind a wife and five children, with a sixth on the way. Police are saying autopsy results are expected tomorrow. Now let's have a look at the weather from meteorologist Josh Poland.
Some areas of patchy fog, a possibility early this morning. Otherwise, sunshine and warmer temperatures. We'll see highs climbing into the low 70s this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Well, the Doppler 7 radar is looking all clear at this time, starting to see what looks like the beginning of a beautiful sunrise from our studio here in downtown Dayton. Right now, seeing 45 degrees near Troy, 43 degrees in Springfield, 42 here in Dayton at 6:32. If news breaks, we break in immediately. I'm Jonah Adi on Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Depend on it.
Wild Birds Unlimited.
This Mother's Day, give Mom something that will bring her joy for years to come with a gift from Wild Birds Unlimited and Kettering. Help her yard come alive with a wide selection of bird feeders, bird baths, nesting boxes, decorative garden accessories, and, of course, the best bird food in town. Before you know it, Mom will have a symphony of songbirds, and you'll turn her garden into a truly special place for her and all the mama birds who will bring their babies to the feeder soon. Or treat Mom to a unique gift like chimes, jewelry, nature-themed kitchen decor, garden hats and gloves, beautifully fragrant soaps, lotions, and much more. The gift ideas for Mother's Day are unlimited at Wild Birds Unlimited in Kettering at the corner of Far Hills and Stroop across from Town & Country Shopping Center. You'll see, nobody brings Mom and nature together like Wild Birds Unlimited.
Wild Birds Unlimited, we bring people and nature together.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, if you must move from your home, be sure to at least inventory your important personal property. Video with narration works fine. Number two, don't be lured into a confrontation or an argument. Walk away. Don't hand your wife an opportunity for an order of protection. And number three, always take time to prepare for hearings and depositions. Insist on a prep meeting, whether your lawyer thinks you need it or not. And finally, make sure that you've secured your private records, your email accounts, etc. If in doubt, set new passwords. For more info, check out dadsdivorce.com. It's a great resource and it's free.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Dayton area attorneys. A partner men can count on. 937-887-0000. Online at cordellcordell.com. That's cordellcordell.com. 4031 Colonel Glenn Highway, first floor, Beaver Creek, Ohio, 45431.
Hi, this is Larry Hansgood. If you're stuck on what to give that special mom in your life for Mother's Day, I've got a great idea. Give the gift of a great night's sleep, not just once, but every night. MyPillow is going to help you, your mom, the mom you love, fall asleep faster, stay asleep, and wake up feeling more refreshed. I know. I've been using MyPillow for over a year and a half, and I can't imagine sleeping without it. It has improved the quality of my life. You know, it can't change the quantity of sleep I get, but it sure has improved the quality. More efficient, I feel more energized each and every day. Sounds like a great gift to give, doesn't it? So call MyPillow today at 1-800-320-1481. 1-800-320-1481. Ask for the radio listener special. Use the promo code WHIO, and you'll get 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and to go anywhere pillows. Order online, MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. And again, make sure you use the promo code WHIO.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-224-5353. That's 1-800-224-5353. 1-800-224-5353. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Clark Howard. If breaking news happens, we break in anytime.
W-H-I-O. You're listening to Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Now it's time to go into the garden with Mark Weber, a weekly tip to help your garden grow.
You know, over the last 24 months to 36 months, many of you have had many struggles with your blue spruces. Picea pungens is a tree that's native to the western United States. It's a tree that grows on rocky slopes, and it's a tree that has lots of moisture in the wintertime from snowpack, and it goes through some pretty dry summers, but usually in soils that are somewhat that hold water during the dry summer season. Colorado blue spruce, planted in most western Ohio sites and most Ohio sites, is placed in soils that in many cases are wet and soils that aren't so well drained. And those same soils may not be acceptable for spruce to live. Also, because most spruces are also most trees that belong to spruce group are what they call gymnosperms. They are not genetically modified to handle a lot of plant stress. And that stress can come from drought. That stress can come from improper applications of a herbicide like glyphosate that says simply it should not be applied to the root systems of plants, because most spruces, because they have very shallow root systems due to our heavy compact soils, when we apply those herbicides, we may most likely than not expose those plants to herbicide injury. Along with that as well, if the plant isn't properly provided the right amount of nutrients related to too much fertilizer or not enough, that adds stress as well. And when it comes right down to it, when we put plants in the spruce family under stress, they come down with issues of diseases and insects. And the realization is what caused the problem in most cases is the stress, not the pathogen. So the key at growing blue spruce and other conifers is selecting the right site conditions, but more so managing the plants to reduce their stress. If you can reduce their stress, you can have a great plant that will live for years to come.
You've been Into the Garden with Mark Weber. Phone lines are open for your gardening questions. Call Mark now at 457-1290. Here's the gardening guru, Mark Weber, on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
457-1290 is the number to dial if you would like to be part of this morning's legendary broadcast. And here in just a few minutes, we're going to start here with what plant I am in just a few minutes. Also, if you'd like to be part of this morning's broadcast, there's a couple lines available at 457-1290. Colton and Becca, here we go. What plant I am for May 13th, 2017? I bloom in the spring. My flowers are often lasting for several weeks. I am shade tolerant. However, I prefer living near or under trees. I am part of the family of plants called Ericaceae. Enthusiasts have collected me, bred me for hundreds of years. In fact, there are over 10,000 named cultivars of me, which mostly are propagated by cuttings. I can be grown by seed because I can be germinated from seed. I am a slow-growing plant. I do best in well-drained soils that are acidic with a pH of 4.5 to 6.0. There are varieties named after me, named Mother's Day, that are often sold for Mother's Day. And I'm grown and sold worldwide. Now, swallowing me in large amounts of any part of my plant or eating honey made from my flowers can cause life-threatening symptoms. And the honey produced from me is called mad honey. So, everyone listening this morning, 457-1290, what plants am I? Colton?
I don't know. It's going to sound dumb, but I was going to say strawberries.
Strawberries aren't poisonous.
See, that's why I said it's going to sound
you
dumb.
You eat strawberries. Why would they be poisonous?
I don't know. Do you want to give your guess?
Mine's definitely not right. But at first I was thinking mushrooms because he said they grew like under
things. Get one guess.
So, but that's definitely not it because I don't think mushrooms produce honey.
Question though is mushroom a plant?
Or? I have no idea. It's a fungi. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not a plant.
But it grows. I don't know.
Yeah, it grows. But the point being is, okay, plants. Think about this. Plants, what do plants do? They make their own energy, right?
Right.
They make their own energy through something called photosynthesis. Remember you studied that way back when? Okay. Well, photosynthesis makes plants unique is that they're the only living creature on the planet that actually makes its own energy. Now, if you're a mushroom, you know what you are? You are a fungus. Okay, if you're a fungus, that means you're a saprophyte, meaning that you are living off of something else. Okay.
Okay. Now I know.
So, in the case of a mushroom, or a toadstool, or a conch on a tree, or whatever you want to call it, okay, fungi eat tissue. They eat declining dead tissue. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Okay, good. That's why one of the reasons if you see a fungi growing out of the side of your tree, it's something to get excited about because there is a good chance that there are some bad things happening inside the tree with decay. 457-1290 is the number of the dial if you would like to be part of this morning's broadcast. We would love to talk to you. Colton and Becca are at the helm today, and they're doing an outstanding job, and they will get you up on the call screen, and we'll be happy to see if you know what plant I am. Let's head to the telephone lines, and let's go talk to Marie. Marie, good morning, and welcome to Garden Talk.
Thank you, Mark.
And
I have a serious problem, and I don't know what to do. I'm just absolutely sick, and I thought maybe you could help me. We bought our home about 14 years ago, and we had all the pre-existing shrubbery that was here taken out. We didn't like anything about it. And we've invested several thousand dollars in shrubbery because I know good landscaping improves, holds the value and helps improve the value of your home. Well, we had a professional landscaper come over and show us a couple designs, and we hired them, and they put in exactly what they'd showed us, and it was all healthy and beautiful material. We hired a local company to come, I don't know, they come every other month, I think, to feed and spray for mites or whatever, you know, take care of the shrubbery. We don't just plant shrubs and think they're going to heal themselves and stay well themselves. You know, we give them what they need nutritional-wise and water and all that. Well, what I'm calling about are the blue globes, blue spruce globes or something, I don't know what you call them, lined our front porch. They're absolutely gorgeous. I mean, the color of them, the new growth that's coming out, they're just beautiful. But the landscaper, when he showed us this design, said I would do the blue spruce, line your front porch with three, and that covers the entire front porch except for the side on the other side of the walkway. And he lined the curvy sidewalk with little princess boxwoods. Well, after a few years, the blue spruce, one of the branches kind of grew over and kind of laid on top of one of the little boxwoods that was the first boxwood in that group that lined the sidewalk. So I asked a landscaper, we live in a housing project where we have our own home, but it's an association. And they have a professional company that we pay $100 a month for services. And they came to groom the shrubs last year. And I said to the head guy, I said, look at this blue spruce. is overgrowing here where the little boxwood is. It's laying on the greenery. I said, what are we going to do about that? And I said, can we just take the green, you know, take the green shrub out? And he's always said, no, I can fix it. Don't worry about it. Well, I came back in the house, and I want you to know when I went out, you can't hardly believe this unless you'd see it. He cut a hole in my beautiful, beautiful blue spruce shrub the size of a bloated basketball.
Okay.
All you can see now when you walk up the sidewalk is this great big ugly hole in that beautiful plant. It just makes me cry. I called, he told me, I was just furious, and he said, don't worry, it'll fill back in, it'll fill back in. Well, I was stupid enough to believe that, you know, new blue spruce sprigs would come out in there. And this year I found out that that was not true. It will not heal. It will not grow back in.
No, it won't grow back. So I guess my question is, what do you want?
What do I do about that?
Well, first of all, the person who did that should pay for a brand new plant.
Yeah, but then it would be, can you get it? This is a question I wanted to ask you. Can I have them take that one out, which I believe you're right, they should do that, and plant a new one, but wouldn't the new one be much, much littler?
It's not about what the size is. It's about replacement value for the plant that was damaged, ma'am. It's not in the world of plant appraisal. It's not about putting the exact same plant into place. It's putting in a plant that's appraised to the value of what it was worth.
Okay.
So that's where, you know, you work with a consulting arborist to look at the plant that was damaged. Then that arborist would write a report regarding the violations of standard of care. And furthermore, what the damages are that were for the repair of the plant. That's simply how it works. And, you know, that's the reason why we have applicable standards for the landscaping industry. We have applicable standards for the arboricultural industry. And we have applicable standards for the lawn care industry so that stupid stuff like this doesn't happen. And I'm sorry that if, you know, people get mad when I talk about this, but the problem is every industry, if it's electrical, if it's plumbing, if it's the air conditioning business, heating and cooling business, they all have applicable standards to conduct themselves. And the bottom line is the greens industry, that would be, you know, landscaping folks and arboricultural folks and folks who do lawn care and lawn mowing, all have applicable standards that they need to perform when they're doing their work. And unfortunately, many consumers like yourself aren't aware that these standards exist only when bad things happen to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So my point is as my late uncle Bill used to say, it's time to take him to the woodshed.
Right.
Because the bottom line is they performed an improper practice that has caused you damages.
Another guy told me he could dig the shrub up and turn it so that would be facing the shrub next to it and it wouldn't be seen. Do you believe that could happen? Shrubs are 13, 14 years old.
I don't know. I'd have to see the plant, but I would tell you that to me it would be a futile effort of any expense. I mean,
well, I'll call your office Monday and get an appointment for you to come over.
That's my point. And my point is that's why we have standards to do things by. Just like we build cars to standards, we build houses to standards, we have water heaters that are put in by standard. Standards are designed to protect the consumer that's buying the services. And unfortunately, the greens industry is about 30 years behind on this. The only group in the industry that's really forefronting the standard issue is the arboricultural industry. And people in the landscaping industry get really mad when we start talking this. But, you know, the good news is with this call, the very good news is the ANSI A300 standards, which kind of blanket all of arboriculture, the Part 1 standard, which perfectly fits in with your situation, the 2017 standard now addresses shrub pruning. So if this would have happened in 2017, This person, more than even violating typical horticultural standard, is now would have violated an ANSI standard. So the
these should never be pruned. I mean,
I concur. I concur. I've actually authored articles that have been published in national magazines about pruning evergreens. But the point being is that this is a true example of people who, quite frankly, need to get educated or get out of the business. Simply put, if you don't want to do the job right, don't do it at all.
Yeah, I believe that. Ma'am, well, I'll call you Monday.
I'm sorry to come and look at this and write up something for me. Marie, good luck to you, okay? Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot.
All right, when we come back, Colton, we're going to crank up the phone lines at 457-1290. We're going to talk to Bill and Ken. Oh, I got two calls on What Plant I Am? This must be a challenging one, folks. 457-1290 on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hi, I'm Larry Hanskin with Richard Herbst of Keller Williams Hometown Realty. And Richard, I'm sure through the years you've had clients who've taken their time in making that very big decision about whether or not to put their home on the market. But for someone who has life make that decision for them, whether it's a job transfer, a death in the family, or some other unforeseen circumstance, they've got to sell their home and sell it quickly. What can you do for them?
Well, first of all, they have to be as informed as possible. This helps make a sound decision to protect the integrity of your investment. We're a team of experts that's with you every step of the process, from the first phone call to attending a closing with you. We're working hard just for you. We have a plan of action that's customized for each home that we sell to make sure you get top dollar.
So if someone wants to sell their home in a matter of weeks instead of months, what should they do?
They need to call me at 937-477-1411.
I can spot a winner when I see one. Richard Herbst of Keller Williams Hometown Realty. The number again?
477-1411.
You're invited to Unibuild Homes Factory Tour, Saturday, May 13th, 10 till noon, at 8005 Johnson Station Road in Vandalia. See amazing Unibuild home building in action. Receive a $500 certificate toward a new home. Then see Unibuild's five model homes nearby on Route 235, just north of I-70, New Carlisle. The good old American way, build a new home with Unibuild. Remember the Unibuild Homes Factory Tour, Saturday, May 13th, 10 till noon, at 8005 Johnson Station Road in Vandalia.
Your flag looks awesome on your house when it isn't wrapped around the flagpole. Visit Creative Banners Flags and Poles in our Kettering showroom at 1006 East Dorothy Lane for a great solution to the furling flag. Need a new flag? Creative Banners Flags and Poles has U.S., cemetery, seasonal, custom, and military flags, plus bunting in all sizes. Family owned and operated, serving the Dayton area for 39 years. Check us out at creativeflags.com. Call 461-FLAG today and proudly wave your flag. With Creative Banners, Flags, and Poles.
Two different kinds of intense, mouth-watering, savory deliciousness that is pepperoni, all on one pizza for only $12.99. That's pepperoni madness. You can double down with the Cassano's Deuce Pizza. The original large pepperoni you know and love, topped with even more thick-cut, zesty pepperoni. This deal is wild and only here for a limited time. Call 294-KING and grab some squareage.
Pizza King.
Are you living with type 2 diabetes? Have you been told your kidneys may not be working properly? Prestige Clinical Research is currently enrolling a study evaluating the safety and effectiveness of an investigational drug versus placebo for type 2 diabetes. Participants must be age 18 or older and treating their diabetes with metformin, sulfonylureas, or basal insulin. Other qualifications may apply. Qualified participants may receive study-related drug or placebo and study-related medical exams at no cost and financial compensation for time and travel. Call Prestige Clinical Research at 937-746-4505.
White Allen Chevrolet is celebrating Memorial Day Matchdown. We'll match your down payment up to $3,000. No down payment? Use a trade and we'll match the value up to $3,000. Shop now. Save thousands. Find new roads at whiteallenchevrolet.com.
Excludes used cars under $10,000. New Spark, Sonic, and Trax based on retail.
Celebrate the woman who is truly like no other with the gift card to the Woodhouse Day Spa at the Green. Receive a beautiful floral robe she's sure to love with a Woodhouse gift card purchase of $300 or more. Printable gift cards are available at Woodhouse. WoodhouseDayton.com.
Keeping your family safe. Our Storm Center 7 team of meteorologists bring you the information you need to know around the clock 24/7. Depend on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It is 6:55. Let's check out the updated weather forecast from News Center 7.
Patchy fog, a possibility early this morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies for us today. We'll see high temperatures in the low 70s. For tonight, partly cloudy, low down to 53. And for your Mother's Day Sunday, partly cloudy, warmer and breezy, slight chance for an afternoon shower, high 77. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
A current scan of the new Live Doppler HD7 radar with its 180-mile sweep. We have got gorgeous conditions outside. It is 41 in downtown Dayton. We've got clear skies and not hardly a drop of breeze in the air. Winds are 1 mile an hour out of the north. What a delightful morning that we have. On the station that you depend on for weather, traffic, and news, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Dayton and Springfield's station for news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Experts weekends, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
457-1290, and I got a little wound up there about... poor ladies, evergreen. So let's do this. Let's go in the garden kitchen, Colton.
You're listening to Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Now it's time to go into the garden kitchen with Mark Weber, a weekly tip to improve your kitchen table.
This week's In the Garden Kitchen is an interesting vegetable that we have all probably consumed at some point in time in our life, but we've never really quite understood how it actually got its meaning. This week's vegetable is celery. In fact, celery is a marshland plant, and its stalks, its leaves, its seeds, all of which have great use in our culture. Celery got its first name around the year 1664, and in fact, it's a French word meaning celeri, and later the Italians turned it into celero, and then later the Latins turned it to celion, and then the plants themselves typically can be grown in open beds and are typically started as transplants and then added into the soil, and then over the season go through a process called blanching where we add soil to the sides. The interesting part about celery is that celery for many years was grown primarily for a vegetable for the winter season as well as for early spring. Because it was actually considered a vegetable grown as a cleansing, removing salt sickness that occurred during the winter season without use of greens, and because people ate meat that was salted. Interesting thing is that as we got less and less salted meat in our culture, celery became more of a mainstay vegetable that's sold and grown and used year-round. In fact, celery is grown in nearly every state of the United States, predominantly grown in the Central Valley of California. But also in other parts of the world, celery is grown in Europe, and the vegetable that is most likely used in that group is called celery ack. And in Asia, they grow Chinese celery, or what they call leaf celery. And, you know, the interesting thing about celery is that everything from the stalks, the petioles, the leaves, as well as the seeds that form on it, are completely edible. This week's vegetable of the week, celery.
You've been into the Garden Kitchen with Mark Weber. Phone lines are open for your questions now. 457-1290. Here's the gardening guru, Mark Weber, on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Well, we made that work, didn't we? Well, folks, when we come back, we will continue with What Plant I Am. We'll be joined live with Rich Pearson and Randy Tischer's next half hour as well. Of course, if you think you know the answer to this week's What Plant I Am, give us a call at 457-1290. And also, don't forget, during the week, you can always reach me at my office at 937-835-3381 or visit our company website at www.weberlandscaping.com. stay tuned. We are going to another hour of Garden Talk in less than 4 minutes on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill.